Blog Talk Radio.
TM Worldwide Radio on Valentine's Day 2018. The number, of course, 646-652-4479. Tonight I want to start off real brief to the families of Lakeland or Parkland, Florida, I should say. Tragedy that happened today earlier. Just had to, you know, just say that right off the jump. Can't ignore it. Have to say it. It's another one. Hopefully something will change. Tonight we're going to talk about the Atlanta Hawks. I did this show very last minute. If anybody has been paying attention to most of what I've been posting up, you know that the Ocon twins from London, England are in town. So a lot of my time has been switched, of course, priority-wise, so hadn't been able to kind of get a lot of other stuff going. But tonight I had to do a show because of what happened in tonight's game, first and foremost because of the starting lineup and a whole bunch of other stuff. So, again, 646-652-4479 is the number. If you're listening online, you definitely can participate by going into the chat room, which is open. It's ready to go. Visit blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide. You get to see that. And we're going to go ahead and get the show going. So what happened tonight? Well, first and foremost, you had a couple of players that weren't going to play tonight. Baze didn't play. Dennis didn't play. You know, it's the All-Star weekend. So a lot of your veterans got to get an extra day of rest before they take the week off. You had some players hurt. Tyler Cavanaugh was hurt. Ersan was hurt, so we had a big opportunity to actually get to see some of the young players. So Collins started, Tyler Dorsey got his first start, right? And then you also had a new player get to play. We'll talk about him a little bit later. So as I am taking a look at some of these posts here online, just laughing at one of them I just read. So, did anybody watch the game tonight against the Detroit Pistons in Detroit? You do know that the Atlanta Hawks at one point were down by 30 points, right? And near the end of the game, they actually had a shot to win. Now, if you've been paying attention to anything that I've been posting over the last, 365 days when it comes to the Atlanta Hawks, one thing that I continue to say is players do not tank. And tonight was a great example of that, okay? As far as the whole tank idea, and I actually did a very detailed post on social media the other day about it. In different sports leagues, tanking has different connotations, and baseball is easy for the most part. Why? Because of the numbers of players that are involved. If you trade away the best pitcher, the best hitter, the best fielder, and the best closer, okay, and you replace them with people from AA, we all know what's happening at that point. Those people from AA are not going to replace those all-stars or whoever the best people were, whatever the case was. They're not going to replace them by default. Maybe one of them, maybe kind of halfway does it, but not all of them. So you know what's happening. And as hard as those players try, they're not going to win a lot of games at that point. You see what I'm saying? In the NFL, it's darn near impossible because of, again, the number of players on a different standpoint. How are you going to just – you can't just trade away a whole offensive line or trade away the whole defense, all your defensive backs or whatnot. You're talking a lot would have to happen to, quote-unquote, doom your team, okay? The NBA is difficult, but it's possible, but it's only from a certain point of view. Players don't tank. Players get paid to play. They're going to get on the floor. They get minutes. They're going to play. They want to win. They don't go on the floor to lose, okay? Coaches coach to win, okay? Now, yeah, you can say that a coach might get a little bit of a nudge here and there as far as, hey, don't do this rotation that much anymore. But at the end of the day, coaches have pride, too, and they are not just out there just scribbling on the board just for no reason, okay? General managers, however, have all the control of who's on the court, right? And so if they make decisions as far as who's on the court, 646-652-4479 is the number. If they make decisions as far as who's on the court, then you can start saying, okay, that team is probably not going to do that well because the general manager is shipping everybody out or he's not signing anybody anymore or they're not going to pay nobody, right? So tonight, great opportunity for a loss, right? Got veterans out, rotations, you know, going to be changed, you know, giving people their first shot to play, you know. And Collins has started, but he hasn't started in a while, right? He did get a double-double, by the way, right? So what happened? Now, for the fact that you had people who never played together, basically, in rotations at all, it got pretty sloppy, right? And all of a sudden, you know, it got worse and worse and worse and worse. But then all of a sudden, something happened, right? All of a sudden, something kicked in, and all of a sudden, the Hawks started playing defense again, right? And all of a sudden, Detroit's starting to figure out that the Hawks are actually in this game. And then all of a sudden, you know, coaches calling timeouts and putting the starters back in the game all of a sudden, right? Because then all of a sudden, Prince, who only had 5 points at the time, started driving through the hole and getting buckets, right? And you had other Taylor all of a sudden just basically trying to save his job at this point as far as I'm concerned. All of a sudden, he's hitting layups, right? And then our man, Andrew White, just out of nowhere, like a RKO, 646-652-4479, comes in there and plays like he's been playing in the NBA all his doggone life, right? And going into the very end of that game, the Hawks had a chance to win. And what I've been saying all season long is that this particular team, minus the crazy injuries that they had at the beginning of the season and rotations being all jumbled, messed up and everything, this team could have actually did something this year in the Eastern Conference. People keep laughing, but I look at this, and again, how many games have the Hawks lost this year by 8 points or less? You see what I'm saying? Bounce of the ball here, turnover here, offensive rebound there, and the Hawks win the game. Hitting two more three-pointers tonight would have won them the game. You see what I'm saying? Those are those little things where a year from now, if we do have that one extra veteran, and we do have that other extra player that we know we need anyway, this team in 1 year can have complete turnaround. The 1 year that we're not going to make the playoffs could be it could be the shortest turnaround of all freaking time, and then we're in a new arena, right? But these players aren't tanking. You want to know who else is not tanking? Steve Holman and Bob Rathman, they're not tanking. I tell you that because I listened to Steve called the rest of that second half of the game. I sat in my car because I was going somewhere. I sat in my car until the game was over. You see what I'm saying? Because nobody is tanking. Now, again, Travis wants to try to get that number one pick. Hey, I don't think he's going to get it. Because, and I know there's Jamal Price out there. Shout out New Pack City. He contends that, well, you know, Travis didn't want to make no bad deals, but see, not making no deals at all or shipping somebody off to Siberia or something, we have too much talent to guarantee we're going to get pick number 1, 2, or 3. I just don't see it. Yes, we're going to the All-Star break with the Russ record, but that's only by a game. Like, that doesn't mean anything. That can change come February 23rd when we're starting the season over again. We have too much talent. There's a good chance we could win 10 more games this season, y'all, as Hawks fans, whoever's a Hawks fan that's listening right now. So what do you think? 646-652-4479. Let's talk about Andrew White just a little bit. Now, a lot of people have been looking at his stats in G League and saw some of his highlights once the Hawks had made the announcement that they were going to, you know, get him and eventually, you know, sign him, and he's going to be a two-way player and everything. But then when he did get called up, it was like, well, shoot, is this guy even going to get a shot at playing? You know how Bud is, right? Well, tonight was that night, right? Like, you didn't have a choice but to play to do. And what happened? Now, of course, after this, I said earlier that he's going to be traded for cash considerations to the Cavs, you know, by the end of the night. And I know I'm being facetious, but I don't know. I mean, Brian might have seen that and been like, man, we need that dude too. You know, because again, we have a history of not doing well when it comes to people like that who are going to be productive. Because all we got to do is look at Anthony Tolliver over there shooting threes on us, right? After three, you know, you got Jason Terry, the Jet, still in the NBA. You got all these former Hawks out there, Lou, Jay Crossover. We can't keep nobody, you know. So that's why I say we might not be able to keep Tyler Dorsey at a certain point. That would be sad, right? So let me know what you think. I see a lot of people all on Facebook are checking out the show tonight. So shout out to everybody, Atlanta Hawks Nation and New Pack City and Twitter and Facebook. And hopefully Matthew out in Australia is paying attention too. Let's check the chat room, just make sure ain't nobody in there. There's a couple of people in there. Say what's up. 646-652-4479. So I'm going to take a break and see who might want to call in and give me their opinion of tonight's game and or the season, what's going to happen. Actually, the title of tonight's show is actually, you know, the rest of 2018, what's going to go down, you know. Are we going to get the number one pick? So we'll talk about that a little bit after the break. I'm going to take a break, see if we get some callers in. If not, I'll continue the show. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Be right back. Break I've ever had on IMTN Worldwide Radio because I got a caller on the line. We're going to see who this is. Good evening, caller. Go ahead and tell us where you're calling from. What's your name?
Yo, what's going on, man? It's John out of Augusta.
Sir John, I ain't talked to you in a month of Sundays. How you doing, sir?
It's been a grip, man. I'm holding up pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, man, it's been a crazy 2018 so far, man. I won't lie.
Another feeling.
Yeah. So the show tonight is basically everything Atlanta Hawks. Kind of talking about the tonight's game and the whole, you know, elephant in the room, tanking and draft picks and all that kind of good stuff. So what's your thoughts? What's your opinion?
I mean, I think we're kind of going as at least as I expected. I think you got folks out there playing hard. It's kind of what you would want. You want a team that's going to go out there and compete. You want to see talent, but you also don't want to win. So we've been doing that. We've stayed competitive. I also don't think that we're getting teams' best shots, so it's really kind of hard to gauge how well we're doing. It's because, I mean, you know, you got a team with the worst record coming to town and you're going to their spot. You're not getting up for those games. It's a lot different.
Oh,
from
now that's
a 60-win
team. That's an interesting thought, but at the same time,
mm-hmm.
those teams have a lot to lose too. And like in tonight's case, the Pistons were at home, and the Pistons are like a few games out of eighth place right now. So last place or not, they still have it's still an NBA team that they're going against. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely that's a thought I hadn't really considered before. But in the Glossa cases, I still throw that out the window. You still got – I mean, because Golden State gets beat by people all the time too right now. So,
sure, but they're still catching
know.
Everybody's best shot. And, I mean, they're on cruise control because they kind of know the playoffs are coming. I mean, Detroit wasn't amazing in this game. I think they
to begin with,
probably
yeah, I know. I,
40 or 50
yeah,
points
I
in the
know,
first
I,
half. So, I think that should be considered as well. Throw that around.
Yeah, I got you. Well, let me ask you this question then, because you mentioned the whole being competitive part, and the Hawks are definitely that. But here's the deal, and this is on the basis of the year before when they made decisions where Paul wasn't going to be coming back and how they did it and everything, and the year before that, Al, and stuff like that. Do you think that it should have been that period of time to where they should have been drastically looking at taking away pieces rather than how they're doing it this year? Because I don't think they did enough to ensure, because if the goal from Travis's point of view is to be able to get the best player in the draft and all this kind of stuff, where to do that you have to lose a lot of games. These last few games of the 2017 season, I think we have too much talent still. And tonight was an example. You see what I'm saying? And that's the reason I did this show is because and I just kind of mentioned it before you came on the air. Players don't tank. Everybody's seen my post. You know, players have pride. Coaches don't tank because they're coaching. But the GM does have control of who's on the floor. And because we do still have Ersan, we still do have Dedmon, we still have Faze, we still have players that can play. And plus the young players, we've lost 20 something games by 8 points or less, John. I'm just saying we're going to still mess around and win some games before the end of the season. So, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, much to the chagrin of many people, I still think we have a really good head coach. The guy's still pretty decent at his job. They didn't give him coach of the year just for giggles. That said, as far as the talent. I don't think that was necessarily by design. I think he was trying to get rid of a lot of folks. I think there have been some surprises. I don't think anybody expected Dedmon to be as good as he was. I think Ilyasova, him being as serviceable as he was still surprising. And I'm kind of shocked that nobody scooped him up. I'm going to assume that they thought it would have been the fire sale would have garnered a lot more. And I guess it's still the buyout market.
The money that was said was that if they did it, they would be getting contracts that would be more than what they were getting rid of. And so on the money side, that's what the argument was. But I'm almost like, y'all need to eat it. Because, of course, for me, it's just a matter of, you bought out Marco. I'm like, I'm not saying buy out everybody's contracts, but somehow or another, you could have made it work. Or at least tried a little harder, because if we and here's my contention, if we go into the NBA draft and we have the eighth pick, this was been for nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's
what I'm worried about. That's what I'm worried about, man. Because see, I can suck it up if we're getting 1, 2, or 3. Because think about how long it's been since we had 1, 2, or 3. But if we did all this, and we only get the and I shouldn't say only, but come on, like we're. This would have been for nothing. That's just my opinion.
I would be floored and shocked if we don't end up with the top 3 pick. Like, I mean, it's all about the lottery balls and how they fall, but I still think we're going to be in the top 3. Like, we're bad.
We're teetering, man.
we're bad. We're still really, really bad. I mean, I
don't
think,
know, man.
I think we're at where we're supposed to be. I don't know.
Cause,
yeah.
Look.
Listen,
I want
good pieces to build around, and you want stuff to be able to sell, but we're not. When team building, if you get rid of everything good or everything possibly great that can continue to, that's going to make that rebuild process a lot longer and a lot slower. I mean, you look at Philadelphia. It's great where they're at now, but God, it was ugly for what, five, if not six, seven years?
It was all a good 8 years, literally. But here's the deal.
Horrible basketball.
There's an episode of Breaking Bad called Half Measures, and again, I was prepared for them to go all the way with it. If you're going to tank, go all the way. But I just don't think they. And again, part of it is because of Bud. You know, we can't. Like if we had Larry Drew, we probably have 70 losses by now. Okay, but we don't. we have an actual coach that he's actually out there coaching. He's doing what he's supposed to do. And again, you got John Collins. He ain't going to be tanking. He's trying to get his with the few minutes he's able to get because Bud don't want to play him. And then we have the ebbs and tides. You know, Mr. Prince, Anthony. He's acknowledged that his son is going kind of in and out a little bit himself the other day. You know, Batorian came through. You know, tried to get it back in there and stuff. But it's just I don't think we did enough. I'm just worried that all of this would have been for naught, and then we're going to skip over something. Because the draft after next is going to be garbage. Like, that's not going to matter at that point. And so if we're still bad again, we're not going to get better because of the next draft. And that's what I'm worried about. We're teetering on that process part two, Southern style. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really down for that. You know what I'm saying? So and again – with our history and our historic views on stuff, the whole free agent thing, we know how that goes. So that's what I'm worried about more so than anything.
I mean, I suppose that's fair. I think anybody tanking would kind of have some similar concerns. I mean, you can burn it down and get rid of everything good and just hope and pray that you find a good, young, upcoming coach that's not horrible. Or that won't retard your team as far as the progress goes. I mean, you look at Jason Kidd. The Bucks should be way better than what they are. As soon as they got rid of him, they went on, what, like an 8-game winning streak or something like that? Like, it's been a pretty dramatic turnaround as soon as they got rid of Kidd. So I caution you to be careful what you wish for. I think if you've got a good coach and – I mean, there's nobody on this team that is quote-unquote safe. I like John Collins. I think he's great. I still think he has a whole bunch of work to do on the defensive end. But he's got a high motor, he's plenty athletic, and he's going to be fine in the NBA. I think Prince is going through a little slump. He'll be fine. I still think Bembry has a lot left to show if he can stay healthy. Everybody else can kind of go. I mean...
Yeah,
we still have flexibility. We still have some good contracts. Much to the chagrin of many people, I was told that Kent Bazemore only golfs, and turns out he's arguably the Hawks' best player this year. He's looking tradable and feasible on the open market. So, and we also have a bunch of picks coming up. So we're
I want to say. It's going to be interesting. I mean, like I said, for me, I just want to see because, again, it's been a long time, and it's at this point something has to give. You know, we can't continue, you know, the way we've been going, but if this is just a brief hiccup to kind of still return back to that, that's not going to be acceptable to me. I just don't see it. So I just want to see what happens. But really more to my concern is, we still can't play perimeter defense, and we can't still play pick-and-roll defense, and that's just upsetting to me. So somehow or another, we're probably going to have them to replace a coach somewhere in there because that has to get fixed. So I don't know. That's just a personal thing with me, but I'm tired of looking at it on camera. because I play basketball too, and I'm like, why are you over there? So it's like I'm starting to point it out now. It's just like I'm looking at it, and I'm like, why are you there and not over there? It's like it irks me, but that's a whole nother, you know, show in itself talking about defense. But yeah, any other parting thoughts on the Hawks, John? I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Yeah, ain't a problem. I don't know. I mean, I just think that we oftentimes get a very myopic view when we're in the middle of the season and we're watching every game and blah, blah, blah. I still think the overall status of the Hawks is very healthy. I mean, you look at what management has done. We still got the College Park team on the way, whatever they'll be called. You've also got the brand new practice center with the still state of the art. And you've got some really good seeds growing right now. You've also got the new arena coming. You still got a decent team with some better pieces put around it. Again, we've already talked about how they're still competitive and we're still tanking pretty hard. I'd say step away from the panic button. Let my man work a bit. I don't think we made any. Sure. What's up?
I don't know. I'm looking at the Eastern Conference as it's constituted at this point, and I'm just looking at the, you know, depending on how long, you know, if LeBron doesn't leave the Cavs, how long will he play?
Knows what's going to happen there.
Is Toronto sustainable? Because right now they're leading the East. What's Boston going to do? You know, and those are your teams right there. So it's like, what will the Hawks be able to do?
The East is wide open, man. Toronto has been the most consistently non-consistent team out there, man. They're going to get into the playoffs, and they're going to choke up. It's kind of what they do.
I think it could be different. John, I'm going to just say this real quick. I think it could be different this year. One, because of their bench, and then two, how they actually are playing. Because how they're playing this year is not how they played last year. And for whatever reason, I'm forgetting his name all of a sudden, their shooting guard, he's doing things this year that he didn't do at all.
Like DeRozan?
Yeah. And that's shooting threes. He said to himself, it wasn't because he couldn't. He just didn't. Now that he can, he was already borderline unstoppable. Now he's really unstoppable. And he's a closer. And that's something that, you know, for the East can give a team like, you know, well, pre-trade Bron team would have had problems with, but now they got, you know, they got Rodney Hood over there and they got Clarkson over there, so they might be able to hang a little bit. But it's going to be interesting, I think, what's going to happen these next couple of, you know, months or whatnot, and then going to the offseason.
I'm throwing to Boston. Boston just has that mix of, you got the superstar. I think you've got that glue guy in Al. Even though he can't rebound, the poor soul, turns out he fits really well in that system. You've also got some great wings that are probably going to be some all-star players teetering right now between Tatum and Brown. Rozier playing out of his head. Yeah, I think it's going to be Boston and everybody else chasing them. That's just my personal opinion. We'll see what these Cavs morph into. I'll go on the record saying I don't trust Toronto. But I think everything else is still pretty wide open, man. And so I've got a little faith. We're going to need some luck. We're going to need some stuff to hit right. Any feelings on top draft picks if we do get our pick? Are we afraid of the foreign homie Doncic, or we're going with Aiden?
Well, you know, I'm going to have to hold a draft show on another night because this show is actually going to be ending real soon. So I didn't want to end without closing out. But one, appreciate you, everyone. This is John Augusta. Hopefully, we'll get to talk to you soon again. Okay, man.
Definitely, brother.
All right, man. Take care. And that's going to do it for us tonight, y'all. Until next time, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care. Peace.